Yeah, well, every season we bring new players in. The way our team is structured, we have a link with LYT College, so we bring international players, and they come here, and they play like professional basketball for a year, and they also study to get their master's degree. So it's tough for us because it means, you know, it's hard to build like a continuity from year to year with the squad. But it's good too because the exciting players coming in this year, the guys are, you know, a really phenomenal standard. And we also have some other players coming in, like Andrew McGeever, who's a local player, played his underage basketball in Letterkenny Blaze and played with LYT before. He played the last 4 years in Colchester with the Super League. He's back in Letterkenny, so really great to have him. And we have a guy, Mario Garcia, over from Spain. Callum Schofield from Derry's new player. Dave Tierney from Belfast. So a lot of new faces in the squad, big squad. A lot of competition for places, it's healthy, so, you know, looking forward to an exciting year.
Yeah, and I understand you've a 6'9" German there, so no doubt his presence will be felt.
Yeah, that's Dominic Yule. He came over as a scholar. He'll be studying in LYT as well. Dom's a phenomenal player. He played at a very high level in Germany. He played in the Big Ten in America, NCAA, which is like one of the best, if not the best, conferences in the top division in college basketball in America. So he's, you know, fantastic pedigree, and they match his size, his height, you know. So when it's open, in the past few years, we've traditionally been one of the smallest teams in the league. And a lot of games, I felt we matched teams in really every facet of the game. Just their size, they hurt us on the boards, and that was the difference in the game. So hopefully with Dom in there, you know, we'll do a lot better in the boards this year, be a lot more competitive.
Well, this is your fourth season in the National League, and does it take a sort of a few weeks to bed in and to sort of try and assess as where you are vis-a-vis the opposition?
Oh, for sure, because, you know, over the summer you hear all the rumours about who signed who and who's got who, and but really a lot of new players come into the league every year, and until you see them in person or see a few video clips, it's hard to tell what they're all about. So it'll probably be the third or fourth week before we have a good idea of where we lie, but we're definitely aiming to be competitive, top half of the table, and challenging, hopefully, this year, you know.
And the opposition, Ulster Elks, no strangers to you?
No, I'm familiar with them, played in the college league also, and the club, obviously, so, and I know the coach, I know all the players, I know they're Americans, they got on, very talented players, you know, and they have a new coach this year, some new players too, and they've been some of our bogey team the past few years. It's always like close games, but they always keep the edge it. So hopefully this year, hopefully today, we can, you know, break that, and hopefully we'll get the win.
And how lofty are the ambitions for this season?
Well, we take it one game at a time, but we're definitely, you know, we feel that we can win every game we want to. You know, there's no team in the league we're going to go on scared. We know if we play to our potential, we can win. It's hard with a lot of new players, they bond together as a team, so a lot will depend on how fast we can come together and play team basketball. That's going to be our biggest challenge. If we can do that, that's a big if, but if we can do that, then, you know, we'll be confident of challenging the top end of the league and hopefully go win a cup run.
And finally, the game is on in the on Dunlin here in Letterkenny at the LYIT. A 4 o'clock tip off. Doors open at 3:30, and no doubt you'd like to see a good crowd coming in to really get behind you.
Oh yeah, support is huge for us. You know, some of the games last year we had great support, and it really helped the guys, especially with the close game coming to the fourth quarter. Having a good home crowd is really, really important. So we really appreciate any support at all. We have a promotion this year too, where all under 16s get in for free. So all under 16s get in for free all season long. So all kids free in. So we want as many people there as possible supporting.
And fair to say, Niall, that, you know, for those people who maybe haven't attended a basketball match at this level, they are rarely disappointed because of the very nature of the game and the numerous scores. It really can be extremely exciting.
Oh, yeah. It's a very, very fast game, very athletic game. And some of the guys you got this year, too, they're very sort of high-flying, athletic players. So you'll definitely see some highlight plays. You'll see a fast, both teams do play fast, up and down. So no matter what, you should be entertained.